Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, and a lot of other folks, at least from our camp here. Harrison's over there running control. Joel's back at the station. Brother Rufus is on the line. Sir, how are you, General?
Good morning, my friend and leader.
Well, I am not your leader. I am not your leader. You're our leader. You're the one that's used to being a leader.
I hear you've got quite an array of talent there this morning.
Well, you know, Mark Wethington was supposed to be on, but his mom is sick, and he's in Virginia. But I do have a stellar cast otherwise. Gerald Adams is with us, who was the governor's gardener for many years and also worked adjacent to this property over not too far, the Centennial Campus, for many years. This property, too, McKimmon Center. That's where we are this morning. And Johnny Coley, who's an extension agent in Granville and Person Counties. Boys, good to have you with us this morning.
Good to be here.
And I have presented them both this morning with, they're both like to write in books, like the Cliff Joyner book. I presented them, General, with their official copies of Cliff Joyner's books, sayings, and otherwise.
Oh, but they now they're made whole.
Well, that's the truth. So you've been doing all right.
What he said today, wisdom is not a product of schooling, but of the lifelong attempt to acquire it.
Now, you boys should have taken your books out and followed along there.
Highlighted and underlined stuff.
Yeah, that's what you can do. So Mr. Secretary, are at the McKimmon Center this morning, and I know that you have duties elsewhere today, and we are grieved for you because you lost a good friend.
Yes, my dear friend Gene Boyce, a stellar individual, just full of courage, and he was a member of the Watergate Committee, part of what I call the Rufus Mafia.
Yeah.
And he is the person who questioned the man named Alexander Butterfield that revealed that there was a taping system in the White House. So Gene Boyce had a great impact on history of this country. And as Gerald will remember, he brought a suit on behalf of thousands of state employees saying that the legislature had unlawfully taxed their pension fund and won a huge verdict for that in his later life. He was a super guy, and I'm glad to go participate in his funeral.
Well, he was certainly an incredible lawyer and representative of the people. Did he ever serve an office? He did not.
No, he never served an elective office. He served some of us who did.
Yes, absolutely. Well, our thoughts and prayers to his family and friends. And you're going to speak today, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. It's Hayes Barton Baptist Church. And they say it's going to be televised, so I better behave myself. And if you can believe this, I have been given 8 minutes. Now, that is a joke.
Yeah, I mean, what can Rufus Edmonston say? You don't talk that fast. You're from the mountains.
I can get my name out. I heard Gerald snicker about that.
Yeah, well.
The truth is the truth.
You know, we got all kinds of stuff going on here at the McKimmon Center. The last time I was here has been several years ago. Governor Hunt was office, so that's been a long time, actually, before the big forums that he had every January, bring in speakers from all over the world, and there'd be big press here, and it would be incredible, the speakers and trying to solve the world's problems. But in this big auditorium is where we are. But it's all over the Jane S. McKimmon Center for the North Carolina or NC 55 Plus Lifestyle Show. And Gerald saw something right off. Test your ears at 60 years. And that's a good idea to get your ears checked. I know.
What'd you say?
I know that you have had yours, sir. Do you want me to talk louder, sir? But there's so many things. There's going to be a seminar on scams and fraud prevention. Elaine Marshall, North Carolina Secretary of State, will be here to talk about that. That'll be 11:30 until 12:15. But there are do's and don'ts of downsizing. A lot of people do that as they get older. There'll be lots of entertainment out here today, so I'm sure there'll be food. And gosh, I've never seen so many Weekend Gardener magazines where we're set up. It looks very Halloweenish. And there's that Rayleigh stand-up over there. And I must tell you, Rufus, I am dressed very similar to that stand-up, and it is kind of, I mean, it freaks me out anyway every time I see the thing. But I didn't mean to dress similar, but I guess that's the way it goes.
You got to carry that thing with you.
Yeah, I tried to stay away from it. You know, they gave me one. They gave me a copy of my and Melissa immediately put it in a room with it with facing the wall, mainly because it freaks you out. You walk into a room and there I am. But also our grandkids, it would either scare them or they would tear it up. So she did the best thing she could.
At least she didn't put it in the garden.
Yeah. Well, it's I don't know what it's made out of, but that wouldn't have lasted very long. And the crows would have gotten it first. So we had that out there. But
I have a T-Mac that you've seen that has I'm holding a chair wine and a cigar.
A cheer wine and a cigar. How about that? Are you sitting outside, or are you in your armchair?
No, I'm inside right now. It's a little bit chilly.
Yeah. You think it's chilly? A mountain man?
Well, it's perfect for me, really.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, it rained overnight. Did you get some rain out at your place?
Yes, I did.
Good.
I think it was just a dusting, but it's very welcome.
Yeah.
Now, if people haven't gotten their house plants in, they better get them in today.
Yeah, Monday night.
Yeah. We may have a hard freeze. Are we hearing 20s?
29 last I saw from Wake County.
27.
That's a bit colder for
Johnny. Yeah, way up north there where Johnny is.
Yeah, we're going to be.
Lord knows what Roxburgh is going to get. They might be below zero.
Could snow there.
Might have a snow there.
We have to ask Dave Bratcher about that.
I'm not say that, everybody.
Well, it's, we need to
make sure you check those houseplants before you bring them in. Don't bring your pests in with them. So
that's a good idea. Now, how do we get rid of the pests before we bring them in?
Want a neem or safe or insecticidal soap or some kind of, ultrafine oil. Just make sure it's labeled for whatever you're spraying it. So,
or Rufus, do what the coach used to say, is just shake it off?
I shake it off, yeah.
Yeah, dust it off a little bit.
I go ahead and spray them with an oil base and
Like neem oil.
Neem.
That's the safest thing to do.
Yeah.
Well,
we don't have those predator inside. Beneficial predators that'll
And you
take
certainly
care
don't
of.
Want to bring in a praying mantis or something. Good gravy.
Not going to hurt anything.
I don't know, man. That's like the thing from another planet. They're very beneficial.
They are.
But otherwise, they have kind of a sketchy reputation.
I've actually got a picture in my office of one with the hummingbird. He's called a hummingbird. Actually, eating the hummingbird.
So see what they do, and their heads turn around, and their eyes blinking stuff. Yeah, I don't like to encounter them. And I tell you, I think it's the Chinese ones that are so big.
Yeah.
I see them every once in a while, but they're really good for the garden.
They are. They're good.
That's the insect version of the Exorcist.
I don't know. It's just Mother Nature's really got things down pat.
Yeah.
So, Rufus, the hearing test over here, Go Bananas is that hearing test thing. And I don't know if you use those for a phone.
I'm going to have to find Adam out before we leave.
Yeah, I don't know. What was the TV show? They used a banana for a phone.
I can't remember.
I don't know. But that was Maxwell Smart, maybe. I'm not sure. But
I think the lady's coming
he
over.
He used a shoe.
The lady's going to come over and tell you what they're...
Please come over. Take this microphone over here. And we're on the air right now at WPTF on the Weekend Gardener. Veronica?
Yes, Veronica.
Yeah, pull the microphone up there a little bit so we can hear you. That was the first thing I saw, and obviously, I mean, it's one of the first things you see in this auditorium. Test your ears at 60 years.
Test your ears at any years.
Any year, yeah. In this day and age, especially if you go to a lot of concerts.
Absolutely. And the Go Bananas Potassium Link, it keeps the inner ear dependent upon potassium, and that also helps the fluid, all the functions inside the inner ear, healthy and happy. And if they're healthy and happy, so is your hearing.
But bananas?
Bananas are full of potassium.
I knew that. The high blood pressure people out there, but I didn't realize their effect on the ear canals.
Yes. So anybody that's interested, we can give them a quick scan today here on site.
My wife will be feeding me more bananas.
I'm going to buy a bushel right now.
But
when
husband
I get out of
hearing,
here.
Selective hearing, we cannot.
There is
everybody
no
guilty of that.
No cure.
So, I want to, if you'll hold on a second, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back from the NC55 Plus Lifestyle Show at the Jane McKimmon Center with the WPTF Weekend Gardener. And we're going to talk a little bit about hearing to start things off. More coming up here on WPTF. It's 8:19. WPTF with a Weekend Gardener. We're at the Jane McKimmon Center, the campus of North Carolina State University, and NC55 Plus Lifestyle Show. There's something for everybody who's in that range, the age range, 55 and older. And I am much older than 55, but test your ears at 60 years. That's the first thing we saw when we came into this auditorium here that I've been so familiar with over the years with Governor Hunt has had a lot of his big forums here. But Veronica is joining us, and you folks will be testing hearing today.
Correct. We're with Hearing Life in North Raleigh, and we've got several locations throughout the whole country. We've got probably 600-plus locations. Our audiologists will be glad to test you and screen you here to see if you've got any loss. If she thinks you deserve a more intense test, more detailed test, she'll suggest you come out and see us over at Hearing Life and get it tested, see if we can assist you with hearing aids or if we need to send you maybe to another doctor, ENT or something, if it feels like there's something further inside your ear that's causing your problem. But we'll do everything we can to help you with hearing aids if we need to.
The technology of hearing aids, the size of hearing aids has improved so much.
Yes.
Over the years. As you mentioned off the air, they're little computers.
Yes.
Microcomputers. And the first thing you joined us over here and you mentioned immediately the bananas because that's what gets your attention, but I'm sure that serves more than one purpose. But you mentioned potassium and how good it is for a lot of things, but your ears.
Yes,
too.
It keeps the functionality of your inside of your ear working well, keeps it healthy and happy, and therefore it keeps it receiving the signals properly so you can hear well.
And everyone loses hearing.
Correct.
As they age. And if you do things, if you work around heavy machinery and don't wear proper ear protection, if you go to a lot of concerts without ear protection and so forth. So it could be people in their 30s who
It could be. We get people from any age.
Yeah.
We say on our sign, test your ears at 60 years, but you can test your ears at any year. If you feel like you have a loss or tinnitus or just having any type of problems hearing.
And I think a lot of people have the tinnitus too. And I'm sure that scientists, ENTs, are working on that as we speak.
They are. And our audiologist, Holly Bayon, has been doing it for many, many years. She used to be in our Chapel Hill hearing life office. She has since moved to the Raleigh office with us. And she's very good at, you know, giving you suggestions if it's something she can assist you with.
I have heard that hearing aids can help with tinnitus to some extent.
Yeah, it can a bit. She would be best person to speak to that, but it does help some people. Mm-hmm. So they come in just to see if there's anything they can do to help her.
Do you garden at all?
I do not garden. But I
don't garden?
No, I work full time.
I do too. This show has been on 80 years. Have you ever heard it before?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
actually.
Well, that's good. That's a great answer.
Absolutely.
So, well, we've got to get you into gardening. But a lot of people who don't garden listen to this program for one reason or the other. But gardening is fun and relaxing.
I did a lot when I first moved to my house, and then we just got kind of sidetracked with working too much. And
I understand. Well, you need an outlet.
Yes, sir.
Of some type. Thank you so much for joining us,
You're
Veronica.
You're absolutely welcome.
Yeah. And you're going, did you say you're going to dress up like a banana?
I will be a giant banana later on, walking around giving out literature and see if we can help anyone today.
Veronica needs a bonus for that.
Yeah, my boss is here. You need to say that a little louder.
Maybe your boss needs to dress up like
I tried yesterday and he said no.
Maybe you need to dress up like a banana.
He
is selective hearing.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, right, bye-bye. Yeah, that was good. So that's just a tiny example. There are folks in rooms all over this building. Did y'all learn something, gentlemen?
Yes, I didn't know that about bananas.
Bananas, yeah, I did not either. Maybe they were good for you, but I didn't know they were good for your hearing.
Well, now we know why they have bananas hanging all over the place. It looks like a fruit stand on
something
the east side
the
of New
market.
York. Yeah, or the farmer's market. We will. I was thinking about Rufus and hearing. Hearing aids have helped you a great deal, haven't they, Rufus?
They certainly have, and I resisted it in the beginning. So that's a whole folk too. But everybody needs a little hearing.
Yeah. All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up from the NC 55 Plus Lifestyle Show here at the Jane S. McKinnon Center at Gorham and Western Boulevard in Raleigh on the NC State campus. We shall return with the Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back on WPTF. Mike Crayley here, along with Gerald Adams and Johnny Coley, and Harrison over here. Got Joel back at the station, making sure everything sounds good. As much as he can. He can't control things here. That's what Harrison has to do. We have to have two people to try to make us sound good. So Dave is with us. Dave, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
We are wonderful. We're in McKimmon Center, and it's a lot of nice people in here. 55 NC 55 lifestyle show, so lots of things going on. How is it in your world, Dave?
It's good. First, I want to say Rufus needs a banana suit too.
Well, you know that's next on the agenda. At least some banana glasses, Rufus.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe Rufus has quite a collection of glasses now. And
yeah, I would love to have a pair of banana glasses. And by the way, I did have a banana in my oatmeal this morning.
Well, see that will help your hearing. Little did we know.
I'm learning something new every day here.
Yeah, if I drink, it's all fixed up.
So,
so I'm glad you have Gerald on today.
Yeah.
Because I am my lovely wife Jill is taking me on vacation on Monday.
I didn't realize that she was taking you on vacation, Dave.
Yeah.
Where are you going, or can you tell?
We are off to St. Thomas if we can get there with all the airline.
Wow! There'll be lots and lots and lots of plants there that will be worthy of your gazing.
Yes, and I won't have to tend to them, which makes it even better.
That's true.
But the reason I wanted to ask Gerald a question, I got three tomato plants from Gerald this year, and one was a small red, cherry tomato type of thing.
Right.
One was a sweeter version that ripened at a light orange color, and the third one was I could go out and look at the tag in the bucket I've got it in, but larger tomatoes. And so as we're coming up to this week, I'm going to try to pick off all the ones that are it's still yielding fruit, but I didn't get a ton of the larger tomatoes this year, but lo and behold, we're sitting here on the second week in November, and I've got two or three of the larger ones that are green. And I don't want to just leave them out there to let them rot, but I know we're coming up to, potentially 20-degree temperatures overnight coming Monday night or something. Otherwise, I'd just let them go and keep my fingers crossed that I could pick them off when I get back. Is there any way I can, somehow preserve them or get them ready to, I don't want them to just go to waste.
Pick them and put them on the counter.
Got it.
If you had been looking at them closely, most tomatoes, whatever shade of green they are, will lighten up just a little bit before they start to show the color, on the center where the blossom mark is. So often, anytime one is showing color, it will usually ripen up fine. But I have picked many a one that was not showing any color, but the green had lightened up a little bit, and they went ahead and ripened up just fine. Room temperature. Doesn't have to be in a sunny window or anything like that.
So just leave them on the counter. Leave them on the counter, and when we get back, hopefully I'll have nice ripe tomatoes waiting for me.
Hopefully you'll see some color. And if you see some color, that's a pretty good sign. Back in the day, I still know some people that wrap them up in newspaper, but I'm too lazy for that. I've never done that. I just fill the counter up with them, and I'll get a surprisingly high percentage of them that will ripen up just fine.
Commissioner, do you want to weigh in on this at all? Do you have any tomatoes left out there?
Yeah, I did a little experiment one time. I said I want to have a homegrown tomato on Christmas Day. So I took the newspapers, as Gerald said, and I wrapped up 10, 15 tomatoes. I put them in a cardboard box and down in my basement, and about half of them survived, and the other half were fantastically good tomatoes.
Oh.
So it can be done. Yes, Gerald, you're right.
So, Johnny, you folks do that out on the farm?
No, we don't do that. I've heard people doing. I had a customer when we had the nursery. He'd always pick his green tomatoes at the end of the season, and he would wrap them in the newspaper. I think he put them under his bed for some reason. But anyway, in a cardboard box under his bed, and they would ripen. He said, yeah, he'd have them Thanksgiving, Christmas. He'd have ripe tomatoes. So, yeah.
How about that?
Definitely works.
Well,
I don't know,
what
Gerald.
Do you think?
Well, first off, I don't, knowing Gerald as I do, I don't think he's lazy. I think he's probably too busy to wrap stuff up.
I've never thought of Gerald as being lazy.
But, no, thank you. Thank you for that. I will be sure to go out there tomorrow and get what I can get off of those guys. Talk about Rufus's experiments. My three tomato plants were probably too close together, and they grew into almost like a giant bush. So I get to go. It's almost like picking raspberries or something. I go sorting through this bush to pick off what's ripe and ready. And as a result of that, I think they got a lot longer branches than, you know, would be advised. But the fruit on the ends of the long branches were really, really small. So if you're looking for, you know, smaller tomatoes, it's actually almost a novelty because you never see them like that, probably because nobody wants them. But they were still just as flavorful. They got to the right color, and, you know, I don't know if it was overstressing the plant being that long, or the water just couldn't get out to them, or what. But they were still really good.
Good tasting tomatoes are good tasting tomatoes. We don't discriminate against size, so if they're smaller, that's fine too.
Yeah, no, it was a surprise. But next year, I think I'm going to do it a little bit differently and keep them more.
Might need
grown.
What size container did you have them in?
So I wound up getting 18-20 gallon, something in that range.
So you were good there, so that was not the issue. Sometimes if you've got them in too small of a container, it'll put stress on the plant, and that'll keep the fruit from getting as big as they would otherwise.
You know, when I got them from you, you advised me to go out at the farmer's market there to the recycle pile, and I couldn't find anything big enough, so I splurged and just went and got some packing totes. So they worked really well.
Sounds like it worked pretty well, yes.
What does your wife think, Dave?
I try not to ask her things that I don't need to.
Okay. Well, she's taking you to St. Thomas. You should include her on these things. Dave, thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a good week.
Have a great trip.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We're the 2025 NC55 Plus Lifestyle Show. It's all here. More coming up on WPTF. It's 8:41. We're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. We're at the Jane S. McKimmon Center, North Carolina State University, Gorham, and Western Boulevard with the Weekend Gardener today. NC55 Plus Lifestyle Show. What a great idea. And there are booths set up
everywhere.
All over this this huge complex. We're in the auditorium. I guess this is the big auditorium. I believe this is where Governor Hunt used to have the big forums. And it's quite an incredible space here. So you can learn a lot. They have lots of entertainment today. And we spoke with the folks about hearing tests, but Secretary of State Elaine Marshall will be here to talk about scams and fraud prevention at 11:30. 10:45 to 11:30, actually, before Secretary Marshall comes in, the do's and don'ts of downsizing. And a realtor who will be talking about that. Living Long, Living Well seminar. Jenny McClendon, who was a certified geriatric care professional, will be here at 12:15 to around 1. More entertainment and a seminar on learning to live without a script. Yeah. Older people, a lot of people think they have to have a script, do certain things, but you'd be surprised. Seminars that are incredible. Obamacare options before Medicare. Estate planning made easy. Rick Messmer, who's a certified senior advisor. So there's so many things going on out here. I think you'll get a great deal of information. And let's see, that's today and tomorrow. today is the last day. Yesterday, they had lots of stuff going on, and today they will too. And again, there are lots of places to visit. So please come out if you're 55 or older. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF, and I guess all of us, except for Harrison and Joel back at the station, qualify for that. So very interesting, guys. So let's talk a little bit again about this extreme temperature change that we're facing, because temperatures are supposed to go up into the 70s today and tomorrow, and then, boom, Monday at some point where I guess Monday night will be down in the 20s in some areas.
Yeah, high 20s. We've been in the low 30s. We've had some pretty good frost already.
Yeah.
In Creemore, Granville, and Person counties have already. What I call a killing frost. I said we haven't had that yet. I've still got a Miss Huff Lantana that's still. And I see, I mean, my wife still has a Miss Huff Lantana.
Yeah, I do too.
Beautiful.
So I don't know if
still
we've,
blooming.
I don't know if we've officially had a frost in this area, Gerald.
I've seen some scattered frost going into the greenhouses and the road ditches and all, but nothing like a killing frost, because I've still got pepper plants and a couple of tomato plants that are fruiting and look fine. In fact, some of them I'm going to actually move into the greenhouse probably tomorrow and fire up a little heat. You know, you can wrap up to prevent frost from doing damage, but if it gets down into 20s, it's hard to wrap up enough to overcome that.
Yeah, a freeze is different than a frost.
Yes.
Rufus, you gonna wrap up anything out there? I'm sure you're gonna move some stuff.
Well, I don't have that many left. The latest tomato I've ever had was the Rufus tomato. About 2 weeks ago, I got three or four good-sized green tomatoes, which I've got wrapped up. And there's something about it. It's the one that used to be a little bit a stripe in it, but it's turned a pink now for the second year or third year.
And you were talking about, Gerald, these hybrids evolve.
Well, any time you do crosses, you know, they say you have to do six generations of it coming back the same to say that it's stabilized. And third year of the Rufus cross I did, I had one that was a completely different color, almost a reddish orange color, where the original was green and kind of purple to it. So that's not uncommon at all. It takes some doings to get one to stabilize sometimes, and often you end up the offshoots are better than what you got from the original cross.
Yeah.
So that's why I keep rolling them out and, you know, seeing what happens.
Well, do you have any plants that you've got otherwise that you have to move inside, Rufus, or cover?
No, I did that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, good for you.
You're ahead of the game.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
You still have any ginger lilies blooming?
I really do. Yes, two or three.
Huh. Yeah, we've got some ginger lilies.
Incredible plants.
Like, they didn't do well too. It was so dry during September, October, but they really.
They sure did. They need plenty of sun though to really, usually to.
Yeah, I've divided a whole bunch. Now they do need dividing.
Yeah. So you get morning sun. So you get morning sun, Johnny,
morning
on yours?
Sun,
are they the white ones?
Yes, sir.
Rufus has got orange. He's got some that he brought from Hawaii. They're blue, kind of bluish purple.
I haven't seen
those. You got those in a pot, I guess, Rufus, and you brought those out.
Yeah, they're already moved in. But it's the blue ginger lily that I brought over about 30 years ago, and it was a little stick about an inch in diameter. Six inches long, and they said, take it back and put it crossways in a pot. And there we go, after all those years.
Yeah, the airports in Hawaii will sell. I mean, you can find plants like that. They're just like sticks. Various things. It's truly amazing, and they work pretty well, so. Yeah, the ginger lily is a beautiful, but the orange one that you have is incredible, I think, Rufus.
Yeah, it's the salmon, I would say more salmon colored.
Yeah.
And, but it has no perfume to it. I unlike the white one, which is the most beautiful smell, I think, of anything.
It's yeah, honeysuckle like a, kind of
yeah.
fragrance.
Sweet smell, yeah. I was outside last night around the Osmanthus fragrance and got a whiff. It's like, goodness gracious, that thing's still blooming. Walked over, and of course, you walk up to it, you can't smell it. But you have to be about 20 feet away to have a good smell to it. But it's that Osmanthus fragrance still blooming. I imagine that'll end first of the week, though.
Well, very well could, but who knows what the weather's going to do. We just kind of peaks and valleys with our weather. But otherwise, Rufus, how are your camellias? I think camellias are looking much better this year than they did last year, at least in my landscape.
Longer lasting. I'm just, you know, when you drove through to pick me up the last time we went off somewhere, the our Linda, the one that I think is the most beautiful, well, it's the same. It hasn't failed any.
No.
And of course, I cannot explain, neither can Gerald nor Johnny, about Yuletide. Just, it's
well, you know,
blooming right now. Supposed to be blooming.
Mine, I actually had a bloom on it in September, but it's really started blooming now. But it's
early Christmas.
They call it Yuletide for a reason, but Phil Campbell has one that's a Christmas Carol. Is that right, Rufus?
Yeah.
That's the cross between the Sasanqua and the Japonica, and it has red and white leaves, very wolfpacky. So not leaves,
blooms,
but blooms, yeah.
Well, I checked with her. She's got just a few more, so if anybody wants one, they better get out there today because they don't have them anywhere else.
And they don't get very big.
No.
They aren't
five foot.
Yeah, and that's unusual. There aren't that many camellias, I don't think, that are that small. Same. Most of them get huge. We've got some at church. There are like four or five of them planted together, and they are 20 feet tall. But and an extraordinary bloom on them right now. So is that what y'all's impression of the camellias looking better this year? Or?
At least the early blooming ones are really looking good.
Yeah, the Sasanquas look good.
There are so many different types, but that's a must, I think, for if you have room in your landscape, is try some camellias. I think you get the bang for the buck, I think, with camellias. Because of the long blooming period.
Yeah.
What else is blooming out there at the estate, sir?
Well,
Confederate Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Confederate Rose, by way of Gerald Adams. It's just a fantastic plant, and I think it's got a beautiful leaf on it.
Well, it's an unusual. It's kind of. You know, it's not a beautiful plant until it blooms, but the bloom is really nice. They get tall, too.
I was coming.
About 15 feet at least.
Yeah.
I saw one that size Thursday. I had to go to Kinston to pick up some parts from Carolina Greenhouses for a new greenhouse I'm building.
You're kind of obsessive compulsive, aren't you?
I went the back way coming back and down around Snow Hill. Right in the front corner of an old brick house, there was one about 15 foot tall, and it must have been 10 foot wide.
And we don't see them that much.
And it was in full bloom.
Oh, I bet that was pretty.
Well, Gerald, is there any color other than the rose pink?
That's it's really Dixie Rose Mallow is what it's called, but we call it Confederate Rose. But the pink varies. I mean, you can have 10 blooms on at one time, and seven of them can be a little different, a little lighter, a little brighter, but they're all in the, hot pink family.
All right, coming up here at the North Carolina 55-plus Lifestyle Show at the McKimmon Center, and we've got a seminar, Protecting Yourself from Scams and Fraud. John Marotta, the Secretary of State Office, will be here to talk about that and some other folks. Very worthwhile. Lots of things going on at the NC55-plus Lifestyle Show here in Raleigh on NC State's campus. More coming up on the Weekend Gardener straight ahead.